Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1576. Visible, translated text is as follows. He knew that I wouldn't work, that afterwards he went and got drunk, went home, and started to leave town, but that he knew that that wouldn't do. So he stayed here to show that he wasn't guilty. He begged me not to say anything about this, that he wanted to serve his 12 months so that he would be free, that if he couldn't get me, he would go north and marry some white woman around Cincinnati. He also told me that he kept the money but gave the purse to a Negro child. While I was in his company, he asked me to be with him, and I told him, no, that what got him in jail there. He asked me that twice in my presence. He asked me several times in letters he wrote me, but I simply sent the letters back to him, not caring to be in his company anymore. He wrote me that he had a big, hard thing waiting for me and that I had a big, fat ass, and he wanted to get it down to natural size. I have not got the letters. I give them back to him. I have not told this before, because I only got out of jail March 9th, 1914. Detectives Lanford, Chewing, and Studevant took a statement from me today. I did not tell them all that I am telling here because I knew that they were trying to get things to favor Conley, and I knew that he was guilty, and that what I knew wouldn't help him but would break his neck. Chief Lanford also asked me if Conley used his mouth on me, and I did not say anything. As to how I come to make this statement when I was down to the station house today, and the detectives asked me all those questions, I knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to help Conley, so I went right from the station house to Mr. Jake Jacobs on Decatur Street and told him everything that had happened, and he then told me I ought to make a statement about it. And that is how I come to make this statement. Julia Carter, sworn for the movement. I am the mother of Annie Maud Carter. Annie Maud Carter is 21 years of age and lived with me up to 1 year ago. Annie Maud Carter is of good character and attended private school in Atlanta up to the time she was 16 years of age. She has been working as a laundress and house cleaner, and I would believe her on oath in a court of law. I now work as a nurse at Dr. Kramer's at number 240 Peachtree Place, and I am 46 years of age. I worked at Mr. Walter Ballard's family for 27 years up to 10 years ago. I was with Annie at the jail the day Conley was sentenced, and Annie said when someone came back and told of Conley's